All right, we've now been joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll start with Steve.
Hey, Kyle. Steve Post from Motor Racing Network. In a little bit, you're going to go out and do a practice session. What are you looking to learn when you get done with that practice session? What would make it a good session for you and your guys?
Yeah, I think for Kansas, you know, you want to, and every track really, but you kind of just want to have that short run speed. So you want to be up there on the charts a little bit, but also kind of have good long run speed and a good balance, you know, throughout the run. This place can get kind of tricky off of turn 2 or off of turn 4. So you hope that your car is kind of finishing the corner well at those ends, so you can do a good job of staying wound up with your speed. You know, I feel like some drivers can run the middle of 3 and 4 pretty well. So I'd, you know, hopefully my car will operate, you know, off of the top lane decently. So yeah, I think we'll be in a good spot. It's just, yeah, trying to get a little bit better every time.
We'll come up to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. I feel like we've talked about this the last couple of years when we come to Kansas, but the quality of racing here is really widely praised. What is it from your perspective on the racetrack that allows this place to produce that kind of racing? And do you have as much fun on the track as it seems like fans have watching this place? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoy Kansas a lot. It's you know, probably my third favorite track, you know, behind Homestead and Bristol. I just think what makes any track good is progressive banking, and this place has that. You look at Homestead, it has it. Bristol fans hate it, but it's got progressive banking. I feel like it's just, when you have progressive banking, it just allows, you know, more options, I think. So yeah, I think that's why, you know, it helps the racing here, because you can catch somebody and move to a different lane and get inside of them and work them over and pass them, where, you know, we go to other tracks and it's like you do all this work to get to them and they're still running the same line that you have to run and you can't pass. So yeah, I think the progressive banking helps out a lot of these tracks.
We'll come up to Jeff.
Obviously, when we think of the championship moving to Homestead, we think of you and Reddick being pretty happy about that. But what is your reaction to that, and what is your reaction to the championship rotation in general?
Yeah, I think ultimately I'm just happy to hear that it is going to rotate, I guess. Did they announce what tracks it's rotating through? I'd imagine Phoenix, Vegas, Homestead probably. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's good everywhere, so it doesn't matter a whole lot. But yeah, I mean, my past history, you know, would say that I would be a lot better at Homestead than Phoenix. So I like that, but still you have to get there, and that's really challenging to do in our format. So we'll see. And there's other guys that are just as good or better than me at Homestead. You know, I feel like Blaney's quietly extremely good, as he is at Phoenix, at Homestead. And Vegas, if he could ever get through practice, he'd probably be dominant there too. So yeah, it's just it's cool. It's cool that they're rotating it. I would love to see this place host a championship race. But yeah, it's just kind of, you don't really know what to expect, I would think, in November. You know, you might have beautiful weather, or it could be freezing and or snowing or whatever. And so yeah, I think it probably needs to stay at tracks where you can count on the weather being favorable. So yeah, I don't know. Just with a big weekend like that, you know, you wouldn't want any delays.
We'll come up to Bob, and then we'll go to Caleb.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Was last night's wreck any scarier or anything from other sprint car wrecks? It looked a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of racing. You know, they got together, and yeah, I was already committed to the top and kind of had nowhere to go. And yeah, just thankfully everything held up right, and nothing, you know, got in the cockpit or anything like that.
And I mean, do you even let yourself start to get excited about Indianapolis yet, or does that just start on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it starts Sunday night after the race here. I really haven't thought about it much at all. You know, just been kind of excited about these upcoming races and tracks that we can run good at. So yeah, I think once the checkered flag flies at here at Kansas, I'll get excited about Indy, because I'll be heading to Indy. And I know I have the sprint car race on Monday, but, you know, I think still just being in Indianapolis, you think about the Indy car, so I'll be, you know, ready for it then.
We'll come up to Caleb.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Kyle, if you include the last five races, I would say, I was using the word bad earlier, but I would say controversial now, whether you think of Talladega or Bristol with the next-gen car and the passing issues or the stuff that happened last week at Texas. How much do drivers pay attention to the criticism about the next-gen car and the racing that it does at certain tracks?
I don't know. I would say everybody's probably different and, you know, what they got going on in their weeks. I don't read like the media a whole lot, but I mean, I would say us drivers were part of the controversy because we're bitching about it just as much as everybody else. So yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Racing could, you know, it could totally flip this weekend and we could have the next three to five races be really exciting and everybody's forgotten about, you know, the boring races we've had before then. So, I'm not sure, but I think we all would love to see better racing at every track and all that. You know, we're all greedy people. We're humans. So, but yeah, just finding that solution, I think, is always tough.
With that said, do you consider coming to Kansas as like a bit of fresh air because of the racing that we have seen plus your win here last year?
Yeah, but then if it's a boring race, everybody's going to complain even more about the cars. Like, oh, my God, Kansas has been so great in the past. They brought a new left-side tire. Now the racing sucks. NASCAR, you're idiots. Goodyear, you suck. So it's, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how the race goes.
We're going to go to Brett and then Steven.
Brett Williams, Speedway Digest. So you kind of touched on earlier about Indianapolis next week, and I know you're focused on this weekend, but could you just go through, like, walk us through the preparations that you go through for each one, because you've been Xfinity car, Cup car, your sprint cars, all that stuff, and then Indy cars. So, like, just talk about how you balance it all out.
Yeah, it's been a bit busy for me here throughout this season, just with a lot of the racing I've done and all that, but and everybody preps a little differently. I feel like with our five team, we do a good job, you know, with our prep and being pretty, you know, into our procedure and how we do things. You know, when I run a one-off Xfinity race, you know, I don't look at any data necessarily, but you try to watch some film. And usually the tracks I'm going to are tracks that I'm familiar with and have a good understanding of what it takes feel-wise in the car or lines and stuff. So it doesn't make, like, the studying super in-depth. And then, yeah, with Indy, yeah, I mean, I haven't done a whole lot, but there's not really much you can do studying-wise. You know, you can watch film, which I will, and all that. But, yeah, I think you just, for Indy, you have such a lot of time, really. So I think once you get in the car and kind of get an understanding of your balance of your car, then you can really kind of pick apart studying and you know, where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, how to make all that better and be better prepared for the race.
So what do you feel like will be the biggest gain this year, Indianapolis 500, that you have learned from last year?
I'm not sure. I think our car was really good last year. I felt like the race was going really smooth up until we had the brake, you know, issue and sped on pit road. So I'm not sure. I felt really prepared last year, and I would say come race time this year, if our balance is good, I'll feel prepared again, you know. So there wasn't really anything too surprising, I thought, you know, last year.
We'll go to Steven, and then we're going to end with Ryan.
Steven Stump, Frontrunner.com. Kyle, there was a graphic earlier in the week that showed you've led 1,395 laps on 1.5-mile tracks in the next-gen car, which is more than double of second place. Is it just simply a matter of driver, team, crew, setups that have allowed you guys to be as dominant as you guys are on these types of tracks, or is there other factors at play?
I think everything factors in. I think, yeah, car, team, driver. I've always excelled at mile and a halves. You know, it kind of really feels similar to wing sprint car racing to me. And then, yeah, I mean, next gen cars, you can kind of, when you're in the lead, it's hard to pass somebody, especially when they're doing a good job of defending. So I feel like I've led enough laps. I've gotten better at defending. You know, I'm not all those laps I've led. I've not, you know, been the best car at every single lap, but I've done a good job of blocking or just making things difficult on guys behind me. So yeah, but to get to the lead, yes, it takes, you know, a good driver, good car, good pit stops, good restarts, like everything factors into it. So it is a cool stat to see, you know, that we've led that much, and hopefully we can continue to grow it, but also grow it on other style tracks.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Kyle. Ryan Kenlow, the Racing Icebergs. There's been talk about a horsepower increase of 750, and recently Tony Stewart has had some blaring comments on the current state of decision-making in the sport and overall how the Cup car is. If you're aware of those comments and what he said, how much do you agree with Tony's statement, and or what would be the one thing you'd change on the current generation of car?
Yeah, I didn't see anything that he said, so I'm not really sure, but I don't know. I think we would be all for trying something, you know, new. I don't know if it's going to change the racing drastically or anything. You know, it's a decent size increase, but it's not massive, you know? So, I don't know. I'd be open for it. I know we all are. I think it's gotten a little bit stale, the racing, obviously, product and, all of that. So I think we're in need of a change to try and a drastic change to try and help, but yeah, I don't know. I think it would help. It'd be a good start to start there.
All right, Kyle. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.